Yeah, I got a cold open idea.
What is it?
Let's chug these.
Oh, a cold open. I get it. All right, let's do it. You're on.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ready? Okay.
One.
Wait, how do you chug? I've never. Oh, you just from
you've
the top.
Chugged.
We're not doing the.
You've never chugged?
No, we're not doing the key style.
We're not shotgunning. We're just chugging.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't even know the difference, man. I never kissed a girl. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Go.
Ow. So cold. Ah, it's so cold. Ah. It's refreshing, though. Really refreshing. You didn't do it.
That could have been a thumbnail for the hub.
I know, dude. Right when I was doing it, I was like, oh, it looks like I'm chugging down on something else right now.
Oh, I meant the after with your face. It was like. A 31-year-old man gets piped by liquid death. Is that brand friendly? Oh, man. Did I miss that?
Probably not, to be honest. Probably not.
I kind of feel like a bozo that I've never chugged before, but I just
try
never,
it, dude.
Nah. I got you know, deviated septum. I feel like I'm going to start doing it, it'll be like waterboarding myself.
Like you don't think a single person like, who has ever chugged hasn't had a deviated septum?
No, I just imagine like I'm going to start doing it and I'll start drowning.
Like, dude, just do it. Just do it.
Like, or it's sitting here like, damn. Is he all right? Good? Is he good?
Nah,
yeah, no. Well, man. Joke's over, man. Mm-mm.
This shit is pretty solid, though, for water.
Yeah, it hits, man. It hits.
It does hit.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Guys, anyway, we got big news. Noel and I are businessmen now.
Officially.
Officially, we're big-time investor business guys.
Yeah, we're the head honchos, man.
Yeah, so we just want to let you guys know that we invested in a company called Lolly. It's a Bitcoin company.
Yeah,
and basically the way it works is that it's like honey, but with Bitcoin. Whenever you buy something online, it's like a rewards website. It just gives you money back, but it gives you it in Bitcoin instead, which is fucking awesome. Because if you were to do that, like, you know, 6 months ago, the money that you got would be worth a lot more now. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Try it out if you want. It's trylolly.com. You don't have a referral link, do you? Did they give you one?
They probably did, but I just, you know, I don't know it.
Ah, fuck it. We can plug those another day.
Yeah, just put it in the...
But try it. It's a great website, and it's fucking awesome, and we're stoked that we're officially business investor men now. How's it feel, dude?
I don't know. I feel the same, honestly. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I didn't feel anything. I signed the paper and I said, all right, I guess we're in it now.
You don't feel like a cool, like a, you know, like Silicon Valley guy now?
Yeah,
like,
you
might
know
go
what
down
actually?
Sand Hill Road?
I do. When I go buy coffees and stuff, I say, you know, this isn't a coffee for just any ordinary man. Okay. I'm an investor.
This is an investor coffee. I'm about to hit Zoom hard right now.
This is an investor's breakfast, okay? No, this is not a regular man's breakfast. This is an investor's breakfast, okay? So, yeah, guys, if you see us start shilling this company and you're like, I feel like they've sold out for this company, it's because we did. It's because we invested in it and we're getting it tattooed on our bodies.
Selling out, but that's different, though. Selling out is when you get paid to promote something. If you have a stake
that's
in
true.
It, is that still selling out? It's technically partially our company now.
It's technically, I was going to say selling in. Because
we bought in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually, selling out, we paid to promote the company, which
yeah, exactly.
is the opposite of selling out. That's
yeah.
buying in.
We paid to be like, we're part of this too. We basically joined a frat. Investing is the financial version of a frat. That's all
but
it is.
You can join many frats.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. That's the best part. That's why you know, college grads love investing because they can be in like 10 frats at once, and that's not something they could do in college.
Exactly.
So, you know, so we're part of this frat now. It's called Lolly. And yeah, it's kind of weird to see a big ass article like that.
we're officially no longer relatable, you know?
I wouldn't say so.
Sorry, don't talk to me about that shit. I'm an investor, so.
Oh yeah,
you
can
fuck off with whatever problems you're having, because it's not the same problem. I have investor problems.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
once company's you become doing crazy things, I got a board meeting. I'm a fucking investor. All right.
Once you become an investor, you literally can't relate to anyone. Literally, all of your problems,
except for
go
other
away.
Investors.
Yeah, I mean that, of course, but like,
yeah,
it's like once you invest in one, it's like, oh no, I got to invest in 90 other companies, dude. This is so.
I like that idea of an investor's breakfast. We should have those, just you and me, talking about our investments and laughing maniacally.
At McDonald's.
Remember Lolly? What an investment that was.
That's where we're going to be, at the McDonald's, eating our Amazon English McMuffin, missing hair, and then our caretaker is going to be like, oh, man. Okay, guys, it's time to go. It's time to go back. Like,
remember Lolly? Lolly? Wait a minute, where's my apple pie?
There's no apple pie. It's going to spike your blood sugar, remember, Cody?
Lolly hasn't existed for 40 years.
One of the best investments I made, personally.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about Lolly when we're on like that senior citizen bus that goes to the senior home. Yeah. You ever seen one of those? And then they drop off 9 of them at a fucking at a Michael's arts and crafts store.
Or a brunch. Like
yeah.
a Cracker Barrel or something like that.
Yeah. Speaking of Cracker Barrel, I think I'm gonna hit one on Thursday. I found one. It's pretty far away, but I'm gonna get after it.
What?
Yeah, because I did that video where the dude said, you know, I ate Cracker Barrel and I shit my brains out. So I'm going to start my diarrhea tier list. And I'm just going to go. It's going to be an ongoing series where I just eat at places and see where they fall.
Where is the Cracker Barrel?
It's up like by Santa Barbara or something. So it's going to be a trek.
Oh, fuck. That's a drive.
Yeah. But, you know, the Yadillac makes it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can drive in style and luxury.
I'm going to put on my suit.
The Yadillac.
And put on my suit and big my boots. Whip. Ride around in a big body whip.
In a big body whip.
Whip.
Big body whip.
Eating chicken and fries, or as the English would say, chips.
And yeah. chicken. Chips and chicken.
Chips and chicken.
And Nando's.
Oh, mate. Bit of a cheeky Nando brand, yeah.
Cheeky Nando's, yeah. No. You know where I'm driving up to tonight?
Where?
Lemoore, California, because tomorrow I'll be surfing Kelly Slater's wave pool. I've never been more excited in my entire life. We're going for the whole day. And I just like it's an absolute dream come true. Like I just,
congrats,
it's
dude.
It's like I'm gonna, you know, after this, I think I'm done, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just with
I mean,
life. Like, I don't have to do anything else.
I don't even surf, and I saw that. I saw the video of that when he finished it. I said, damn. I want to surf that. That looks so dope.
I'm so excited.
It's massive,
too, isn't
it? I know
I'm going
to
fuck it up, though. It's massive?
Like, isn't it like a mile wide?
Yeah, like, it's like 8 football fields long or something. It's wild, but apparently it's way harder than it looks.
Mm.
Like when you paddle in, you got to paddle like to the opposite direction you normally would, and most people miss the first wave, which is like devastating because you only get so many shots at it. If you miss the wave, you're just sitting there in the water, like, with your dick in your hand, like, what the fuck am I doing here? And there's, like, pros there that help you and you fuck up.
Yeah.
And they help. Nice. They also help you get barreled and shit. So I'm really hoping I can tuck into a little pipe, you know?
Yeah.
Get pitted a little bit, you know?
Hopefully I could get up into Kelly Slater's place to get, you know, piped, pitted, you know?
Yeah, hoping I can get piped at Kelly's ranch.
Oh, yo, speaking of Kelly Slater, do we have that Kelly Slater Lewis
Hamilton
article?
I can get a little bit of Kelly's tube, you know? I'm hoping I can experience Kelly's tube. The Lewis Hamilton shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see that. Do we have that?
Here we go. Beach Grit. Yeah, I'll link this. The title of this article is Extremely Important Race Car Driver Lewis Hamilton Proffers Most High Praise to World's Greatest Surfer. He probably doesn't know this, but Kelly Slater changed my life for the better. Oh, it was Lewis praising Kelly. Got it. But
okay,
this was...
Wait, but what it... Why? How did Kelly Slater change his life?
Oh, this is like just straight from Lewis's Instagram. It's just the caption on the picture he posted. But wait, didn't the person you saw say that Lewis didn't even surf? He just went there and took some pictures?
No, he was in the water, but he was like in the channel. So not actually where the waves were breaking.
Got it.
That's what he said. But I don't know. He might have like went out earlier or something like that and was done with the session. But I mean, like, he was at Pipeline and like the waves, I don't think the waves were small. So I can't imagine that he was actually out in the lineup. I don't know.
Okay.
That'd be fucking gnarly.
Last Lewis Hamilton thing I'll say, just because it's hilarious. He posted a clip of him playing acoustic guitar, and someone messaged me that and said, release the troglodytes. And I thought, God damn it, that is.
Wait, he plays guitar too?
Yeah.
Come on.
You don't remember we played that song? He's like a covert artist on a Christina Aguilera song.
Right.
He's gone on live like rapping and shit. He does it all, man.
He's just trying to do all the coolest shit on earth.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to collect all the sexiest shit.
I mean, that dude cannot stop.
So he can just be the cornucopia of sex appeal, you know? Just oozing like, yeah, I can play guitar, I can surf. I'll drive the fastest cars on earth. I'm hot as shit.
Yeah, dude, I just think it's crazy to, like, you know, be like an eleven time world champion, whatever the fuck it is now, and still get up in the morning and go, I want to fuck today. I'm gonna learn how to play guitar.
Yeah, he wakes up and he's like, I don't fuck enough. I mean, I fuck a lot, but it's not yet enough.
It's not enough.
I'm not done.
Like that guy probably looks at his DMs and he's like, only 500. I better, what could I do? What could I do?
How can I learn today?
Guitar. Your body's a wonderland. Oh my God, the way your voice doesn't have the accent. 1,000. Yeah, there we go. That's what I like to see.
That's funny. What can I learn how to do today? I'm gonna learn how to play soccer.
I debated getting a soccer mullet, speaking of. It's got nothing to do with anything.
A mullet?
Yeah, if I just kept growing the top and the back and just kept shaving the sides.
Yeah, you should do it.
Nah.
I want to do that, like, just when I cut my hair, just go crazy for a week.
Yeah.
Like, dye it completely. Like, I told you, just bleach it and then get a mullet and just look like the Tiger King for a week.
Yeah, you should.
I want to do that.
Bleach your eyebrows too.
just do go the whole absolutely ape shit.
Yeah, just do the whole nine.
Yeah, I might do it.
Get get some inkbox tattoos, and they say don't put them on your face, but you should just disobey and put
them on
your face.
Why can't you put them on your face?
I don't know. I guess the skin on your face is pretty sensitive. So
how long do those things last?
Pretty long time. Mine was on my calves for a couple weeks.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah. Kind of made me want to get a yat.
Are you going to get yatted in the Yadillac?
I've been thinking about getting yatted, fool. Yatted up.
I love those TikToks of people that are like, don't don't date a tattooed guy.
Yeah.
They turn around and is like, let me show you what you're missing. But people do it seriously and they have like one arm tat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also the, I don't know, it's just funny.
I also kind of love about that sound, like the tattoo superiority some people have. You know, like they'll cut off like some bozo 18-year-old with one arm tattoo and they look like a fucking, like they just took a bath in ink and they're like, oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like,
you're tatted.
You're tatted, dude.
You think you're tatted.
Look like they fucking ate a vat of ballpoint pen ink and like, oh, you're tatted?
I mean, dude, if I was that tatted, it would piss me off so much to see people like on Instagram just get like one hand tattoo. And they're like, wow, blasted. And you're sitting there with like gooch tattoos. You're like, you've gotten needles in the most painful places on your body possible. And this fucking random person's like, got blasted on my hand last night. And no other tattoos anywhere. It's like, really? You started on your hand.
Absolutely inked. I don't know why that had to be girls.
Because, I mean, yeah. It's usually the girls that get the dainty hand tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Or like, you know, like a dude with like a dagger on his forearm and he's never fought.
Blasted.
Blasted, fool. Fucking yatted.
Got this new, or I love the, got this new chess piece. It's like a little like a family stone. Got this new chess piece.
Yeah, I got a chess piece.
Family crest right here. Chess piece.
That's cool. What is it? Oh, it's my initials just right above my nipple.
By the way, I know I don't have any room to make fun of shitty tattoos, all right? I have plenty myself, but I like them shitty.
Yeah,
I actually was like the other day. I was like, I think I might just get my birth year tattooed on my arm. I don't have any other ideas. Like I just don't have any ideas. So I want to keep getting tattoos. So I'm like, I might just get 1990. I might just fucking do it.
I'm just gonna get the worst shit. I'm gonna get like other people on my body, just like random ass people.
Oh, so not like notable celebs.
Nah, yeah, I'll just get like a stock photo and be like, yo, can you tattoo them? They're like, who is this? I don't know.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny. Just a fucking suburban family.
Is a stock fucking photo of them? Mural on my back. Yeah, can
is
you do
your,
this?
Is that your family? No?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a family, but it's not mine.
Can you also put like a rest in peace under it? Oh my God, are they? They're probably alive, but...
Did your whole family die?
No. I mean, nah, but we're going to pretend that they did. So,
This family will one day, though. Yeah. They'll be dead one day.
Everyone in this picture will die, so...
So that's... It's a preemptive rip.
Yeah. Just put pre-rip. Just put pre-RIP. You can put, like, some wings and, like, gates around them. Pearly gate.
So thanks, funny. Man. Oh my God, bringing like an image of a stock photo of some dude on a computer in an office to a tattoo artist and be like, I want this.
Can I get this on my abs?
Really? Can I get this as a chest piece? Let me get this as an abs piece.
Can you do this on my pelvis? And I'd like it if you could line up one of the eyes with my belly button. It's a dude on the computer on your fucking lower body just...
That's good.
Speaking of tattoos, I tried watching the Drive to Survive series. What was crazy was Danny Rick. He, one of the drivers, he was like, "Oh, if I get a podium," he told this like team engineer, like, "Oh yeah, you gotta get a tattoo." I don't think he ever did it. But it's amazing how not interesting that show is when you actually watch Formula One. At least for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
You just know everything, and It's like,
they make it interesting to people like me who don't watch it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like, to, if you never watched the Formula One season, if you don't follow, like, everything seems really intense. You're like, oh, fuck, dude. That's fucking, but I don't know. What it was weird. I couldn't do it. I only tried to watch college. It because, yeah, I watched that.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I didn't finish it, but I watched most of it last night.
Watched the whole goddamn thing.
I mean, it was good. It was definitely a good story.
Whenever I see those reenactment scenes, I want to do one of those.
Okay. You want to do it right now?
No, like for a documentary, like I want to be cast as one of the reenactees.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I kind of felt the same way, but they were really good. Those actors
they were good.
Like, good.
Yeah.
Like the guy, what was his name?
Rick Singer.
Rick Singer. The guy who played Rick Singer killed it. Like I thought that could have been an HBO show or something.
Yeah. And he had great, all of them. They really nailed that awkward pausing on the phone.
Yeah. And I kind of like that. Sorry, go ahead. Were you about to do it?
Yeah, just the whole, like, they'd be like, what do you mean? Like, they had those good little, like, in between, like,
it's because I think they did those conversations verbatim.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can tell they're not scripted dialogue. They didn't flow. They were really awkward, which is, like, what normal phone calls are like. People say weird shit.
Yeah.
So the guy was, like, not that, like, they kept going on about how, like, good of a salesman he was and how, you know, he was a smooth talker and he knew how to, like, you know, harp on people's weaknesses in the middle of a conversation. And then it cuts to the conversation and he's like, yeah, I'm in London. Cool, cold there. Yeah, I'm in London. Why'd you say that twice? You know, like, just weird shit. Yeah, I'm in, I can't, you know, these one-way roads, it's so weird. Like, it's just a little bit off. Everything he said was, like, just weird, you know? Just clearly was not TV dialogue.
Also, the guy playing him had way more charisma than the actual him. The actual that guy's eyeballs were stone. Like, there was nothing. Yeah. he just looked so empty-headed.
Yeah.
And that, like, little pitch video for his website.
So funny.
I take my students and I'm like, how did anyone give this guy money?
Yeah. I know. He's like, we are a multinational corporation specializing in making sure your child fully sees their potential. And then, they're talking to the woman that he dated. And she was like, yeah, he was, like, so charming. And I went on his website after. And I was like, you watched that fucking video and didn't immediately ghost that guy?
Yeah, that part was crazy.
Creep me the fuck out.
Older people have a different definition of charisma. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just a guy that speaks his mind, you know?
Like, yeah.
That old school confidence where you don't blink and you don't emote.
I mean, that's probably what it is. I think, like, probably all these rich dudes who are so used to people being scared of them because they got money, right?
And yeah,
this guy
that's
hops
true.
On the phone and he's like, listen, it's 75K. If you want your kid to ace the SATs, it's 75K.
Yeah, it's just
like
that.
He was pretty, you know, I don't know. He was pretty, like, determinate. No, that's not a word at all. I don't know.
No, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, he was
pretty direct. He was like,
he spoke definitively. Like, it was just like, these are the terms, pussy.
He's like, listen, you can use the front door. Your kid's not fucking smart enough to get in. I'm just telling you that straight up. Right now, your kid's an idiot. He's not getting into Harvard, okay? He's a dunce. Look, he's getting C's and D's, okay? You can't go in the back door because that's not a guarantee. So we got to go in my side door.
My side door. Let's go in my side door.
A cool 500K.
I also feel that the rich guys, in a way, you know, he might have hit on a subtle, you know, they don't usually get strong-armed. They might have liked it. You know, someone telling them how it is.
It seemed like they did. That's what I'm saying. It seemed
listen
like they
here, bastard,
all responded to that.
This is the price. They go, ooh, I like this guy.
No one's talked to me like that.
That's what high-level business is. It's just like, who can bend over the other one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are like multi-millionaires, and they're like, kind of feels good to be the beta.
Yeah.
For once, you know?
That's what they look for in business after a while. Once they've made their millions, they don't really care about the money. They're looking for that good, bend over experience. They want to be bent over. They've been doing the bending at a point.
Yeah.
That's all
sure
it takes.
We'll reach that point as investors.
As investors
ourselves, we'll probably reach that point.
Yeah.
Where we get sick of all the good investments we're doing. You know, good investments.
You know, bud, I'll tell you, we used to do the bending. Now we want to get bent.
You know, you got to give that guy some credit, Rick Singer or whatever.
Oh, ballsy as fuck.
To take on, you know, the whole entire college admissions process and the way that shit has been working forever, and to find those little loopholes and to pay the people off on the inside and to slowly build his network. Like, obviously, it's immensely shitty. But at the same time, it's like, this dude got balls. That's a crazy thing that he was actually able to successfully do.
Yeah, I think the greatest crime in all this is these schools just get to, like, rub their hands and be like, oh, no, we didn't. Nah, we didn't do that.
The greatest crime is that the schools aren't, tried for the same thing. It's like, they do the same shit.
These big
people write these checks to donate these buildings, and then they get a second look at their kid, and it's like, but why isn't that just the same thing?
Yeah, you know, all they do is they just can the people who are associated, and then if names weren't named, then or if there's no proof, and they say, nah, man, fuck out of here. Like that dude who didn't do shit, that sailing coach.
The sailing guy, yeah.
The fact that he's a felon, a felon. Oh,
did he get convicted?
He had to plead guilty.
What?
So he didn't serve time. So he pleads guilty, and he pays a $10,000 fine. He is confined to his home for like 6 months or something. He's got a 2-year probation. And his lawyer's like, you know, I've talked to him, and you know, he's back in school. And he's better than he was. He's better than he was. He's at home with his kids. I'm thinking, how is that not soul crushing? I mean, it is the way that guy talks.
Oh my God, he's like a puppy.
He's like, and I unfortunately had the worst phone call of my life, and now I'm a convicted felon.
Like no,
it's like no, he's not. That guy's nowhere
close.
Yeah, he's nowhere close to a felon, man. I think that's the shittiest part, that the schools get to just go, nah, we didn't do it.
Yeah,
no, that wasn't.
Yeah,
us.
And then the way that they used the Olivia Jade footage was just so, like, dude, that like clip of her saying how much she hates school,
so
right after the, it's like, oh man, I know that was all over Twitter before, but for them to take that and like and clearly add that narrative in where they're like trying to paint her like an awful person.
Yeah. Well, the other part that obviously, you know, I wouldn't understand, or I think either of us would easily forget, is like acceptance rate. That part completely escaped me the first time the story came out or whatever. And like when the girl said, oh yeah, when I saw her and her sister got accepted, I thought, damn, that's crazy. And it kind of clicked with me, like, oh shit, yeah, you don't really see that. Like, it is pretty rare that siblings would land at the same school, like, sort of.
No, I mean, not if you're like Legacy. Didn't her mom go to USC or her dad or something?
I don't know.
No, neither of them went to college.
Yeah, so that's what the big deal was.
So then it's rare, yes.
Oh, but if your parents went, then...
Well, I mean, if your parents went, it probably means they've been donating for a long time, which means they have a better shot of going. And so that's why you see, like, a lot of siblings go to the same college if the parents went to the good college.
Schools are just a fucking pyramid scheme, man. This shit is crazy. At least, like, the Ivy Leagues and stuff.
I mean, it's... You know what's crazy is that, like, I'm listening to this podcast, and the host is, like, one of the smartest people I've ever listened to. Like, the guy's, like, a legitimate genius. And he went to UCLA, or he applied to UCLA, I think, when he was like college aged. And the acceptance rate at that point was like 56% or something like that.
Dang.
He didn't get in. This guy's like super fucking smart. He didn't get in. Now, UCLA acceptance rate, I think, is 6%. It's like impossible to go to college.
To one of those colleges. That was like one of the main points that they, one of the dudes makes.
Hold on, 16%. Still. No. The total acceptance rate across U.S. campuses. Oh, yeah, wait. 16%. That's what it is. Sorry. 16%.
Yeah. That's insane. It's pretty insane.
I mean, it's hard as fuck to go to a good school, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least one
now,
of the...
Now, especially, it's like the, impossible.
The Big Ten or whatever. Yeah, that was one of the main points, though, that a guy makes at the end of the documentary where he says, the quality of the education isn't any different. There's plenty of schools in America that offer you the same education. It's just this bullshit, like, system that they create. And one guy says the thing that's fucked up about all this is that these schools are going to claim prestige because, you know, oh, look at this. Look at all these celebrities that are and businessmen that were willing to go to prison just to get
in investors.
Yeah, and investors. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what matters with college. The biggest thing that matters is the credential right now. I mean, you can access every Harvard class online for free. And it's been like that for like 10 years now. Every single one for free. You can have a Harvard education for free on your own time. But it doesn't matter. No one's gonna look at that on a resume and be like, oh, what the fuck? It's like just the name that fucking matters. And it's messed up.
Yeah. It's messed up, dude.
And frankly, it's messed up.
Yeah, I had like my last semester of college, I had this realization that I was like, dude, I've just been paying to go to a glorified community college. I've been robbed. I was so pissed.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
Dude, I went to CSUN.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
I walked around the campus. It was beautiful, actually. I loved it. It looked like a cool, like the, you know, the pool is like all sunken and, you know what I'm talking about?
The pool.
Like a student area or something like that where there was a pool, but there was a walkway. It's like above it. You know?
No.
Did you not go to campus very often?
I mean, campus for me, it's like I just went to like the business area of the campus, like
the investor side.
The investor side, basically. Yeah. it's a weird school, bro, just because it's like it's a commuter school. Like not many people live near campus or they do. But living on campus is like you probably moved from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
But that's not a great way of illustrating what I'm trying to say. What I mean is I don't think many people move to CSUN. So it's like it's kind of limited. So to live there, like you have to be a sort of a specific person. Whereas I feel like other larger colleges, you know, people move there like from all over.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why like the parking structures are fucking insane. And like... The parking is...
They're huge. Yeah, that's what Kelsey said. She's like, parking was a hot commodity. It's like, it was crucial in your experience. Or like, it basically, like, defined your day. You couldn't find parking by the time you got there, it would fuck your whole shit up.
Yeah. It like, dude, how many times I had to park literally two blocks from campus and walk that shit in. Some days, like I'd go, and if I did like laps and I couldn't get a spot, I'm like, not going to class, just not doing it. Later.
You didn't have like a cool little ripstick or anything you could just rip.
Nah, there was one dude on campus who had that, and everybody was like, ah, look at all fucking high school boy over here, but everybody wanted it.
Yeah,
because you know, The campus is fucking huge.
It was nice, though. Really nice. I thought it was a good... That little, like, area in front of the library or whatever.
Yeah.
The quad.
Yeah.
The quad.
L quad.
I liked it.
It was a nice spot. Yeah, they used that shit in Star Trek. I forget which one, but that was cool.
Wow, that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, you don't have to go to Ivy League. I think that's the point of this whole conversation.
Yeah, and I think that I see it starting right now. There's like a lot of like innovation in the college space. I think a lot of people are trying to innovate in terms of like exactly what I was saying, where it's like college, the only reason people go or the only reason to go is for the network and for the credential. And I think that that being the case, I don't think that you'll have to actually go to a big name school to get those two things in the future.
No.
I think there's going to be a lot of ways that you can, you know, earn, or I guess like people like shorthand, like people like to look at a resume and be like, oh, you studied with this person or you did this thing or you did this thing in a couple words.
Yeah.
This like that now validates you.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be other ways to do that in the future. Like very close, very soon future, you know?
Yeah. Like go live in the,
Jesus Christ.
Go live in the investor TikTok house.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. The launch house.
The launch house. Yeah. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. I lived at the launch house for 3 years. Oh my God. Wow. How did you score that? Tell us more. You know, that application is long to get into the launch house. What are your socials like? You're hired for building nuclear missiles.
I'm making some crazy connection in my head right now.
Which is what?
I gotta be careful. Like, hold on.
Do you think you know someone in the launch house?
No, but someone knows the founder, and they're raising money, and they hit up Devin and I, and they said, "Do you wanna talk to the founder?" And I was like, I looked at the website, and I was like, "Oh, this looks super legit. It's a cool idea." And then I realized I fucking literally made fun of it a week ago.
Oh my God! Yeah. Take a lap, dude. Go ahead and do a lap around your office. Go ahead and do a lap.
I don't know who I am anymore. Am I a businessman?
Do a lap in 10 burpees.
Or am I a podcast man?
Do a lap in 10 burpees for that transgression right there.
Ah, fuck. I'm an idiot. Wow. I'm like, launch house. It sounds familiar. They gotta do some better TikToking, is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because their website's legit.
I want to apply to like Google and all my credentials just be like 6-year member of Soho House, 2-year member of Launch House. Yeah. It's exclusively like social.
Yeah, we're talking about credentials. That's the credential that matters.
Yeah.
Soho House, baby.
Yeah, paying $2,000 a year to go drink at a bar,
to pay for drinks.
To pay for drinks. Yeah, you pay a fee to pay for drinks and then pay your friend. And you also pay to be like, yo, dude, you want to go to the Soho House 6 weeks from now? Yeah, got his table for three for 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be sick. Exclusive. Yeah.
He's like, can I bring my friend? No, sorry. No. Only allowed one guest.
Yeah.
But we're going to eat beside, you know, Jeff Goldblum probably. So that might be cool.
And then you go eat there, and then it's actually weirdly a quiet day. And you're like, that sucks. I guess Fridays aren't hitting like that. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just like, yeah. But at least you'll have some cool story when you leave, like, yo, dude, we saw Lance Bass.
Do you remember Joey Fatone from NSYNC? Yeah, his sister was there. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, exactly. That's sick. I always wonder, you know, is it worth the membership price? But then you hear stories like that, and it's like, definitely is.
Yeah. Because, like, if Joey Fatone's sister's here.
Dude, she looked exactly like him. Like, it was like Joey Fatone with long hair.
Crazy.
So sick.
Literally, like, they're related. It's fucked up, man.
Do you remember Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
Yeah, his trainer goes to Soho House.
No shit.
Swear to God.
It's fucked up, man.
Fuck, it's sick. That's what Hollywood's about.
It's fucking sick.
It's fucking sick. Fucking drink a jalapeno margarita, sick, right beside Taylor Lautner's trainer, sick.
That's so fucking sick. Do you remember, bro, you remember when we used to watch Will Ferrell?
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy that looked just like him at the Soho House. It wasn't him,
no
though.
No way. Wasn't him?
Nah.
That's sick, though.
I found out because I ran into him. I'm like, yo, stepbrother. And they're like, sir, COVID. I was like, oh, my bad.
I know. Did we just become best friends?
And they had to tell me, they're like, no, fool, this is not Will Ferrell and shit. And I was like, fucking whatever. Could have been.
Hey, you're live on the podcast. What's up?
Who is this?
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I forgot you guys were filming.
No worries. You want to say anything to the people?
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay. Bye. All right. Bye. Y'all should be pissed right now. I gave her a chance to say something to you guys, and she said, no, yeah. No.
We're going to bully her for doing that. She should be our first guest.
When we what?
We make Dude? our big, you know, when we announce when we our big thing. Switch. Make our big
when we get
switch.
Back in, when we get back in the studio.
Yeah, when we get back in the studio, that should be our first guest, our agent.
You know what? Actually, we would like to know what kind of guests people would want to see.
Yeah.
I know people kind of, like, sometimes when we have guests, they're like, ruins the vibe a little bit. But I think the way we want to do it is, like, do some time by ourselves and then have a guest on.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really curious to know who people would think would be a good guest for us to interview.
Let's just find someone from a stock photo and make them our guest.
And then surprise him at the end by getting his face tattooed.
Yeah. Yo, man, we're so thankful you came on the show. Check this out.
Whoop. And we want to actually show you our brand new chess piece. This is how thankful we are.
Boom. He's like, no.
Why? Because we're so stoked you came on, man. As soon as we found out you agreed to it, we went and got blasted.
Just got blasted.
It's a little name on the side of the finger.
What's crazy is holding up a hand blasted. And saying just got blasted. It's like you just fingered yourself. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Just got blasted. Yo, two fingers. Nice. No, fool. She got a tattoo. Oh.
Speaking of blasted, should we talk about Panuma once again? Four episodes in a row. We might as well make it a trend at this point. Every week we hit on the new developments.
I mean, fuck. I feel like we could say that for the bone. Because we got
video of the guy.
Yeah, yeah. We play a whole video of the guy on the bone.
Okay, yeah. They did an interview with a guy who got Panuma.
Yeah.
And it's like a post-mortem interview with him. So
yeah, we gotta talk to him about it. Yo, speaking of blasting off.
Mm-hmm.
So I used this bad boy yesterday, my VR headset, if you're just listening.
Okay.
And I played a little bit of Phasmophobia.
What's that?
So it's a horror game. It's been out for a minute. Tons of streamers have played it. So I'm definitely late to the meme, but yeah, I was just gonna try it out on stream. And so Siva and I, we play a quick round. First of all, horror games in VR, so fucked. It's
not fair.
No, because it's not like a haunted house where you're kind of like, oh, hey, it's for fun. And, you know, it's like, oh, look at the makeup. And, you got me, you know. Because the way Phasmophobia is, you're ghost hunting. So you start in a truck and you have to, like, load up a bunch of gear. And then you have to go into the house. And the player movement is so un-fucking-believably slow. That you're like, if this was me in real life, I could take off running. But knowing that you're just pinned to this fucking, like, movement speed where it's just like. And
yeah,
that's how
it's not fair.
Yeah, and that's how you're, like, when the ghost sees you, you have to run away because it will kill you. And the game is super interesting because you have to call out to the ghost. So you learn the ghost's name, and then the code is written so that it's, like, picking up all the players being like, you know, when we played, it was like Sarah Thompson or some shit. So you have to, like, go around with this, like, little ghost reader. You have to be like, Sarah Thompson, are you there? And then, like, it will.
You have to actually say that into the mic?
Yeah, you have to, like, speak, and it will.
Wait, is it multiplayer?
Yeah.
Is someone else playing the ghost?
No. It's, like, written into the game. So it's like you and your friends are just basically going ghost hunting.
Whoa, that's sick.
It is, actually, and it's creepy as fuck because, like, you know, the one I did, we go into this log cabin and all the lights are off and the ghost will do shit like kill all the lights. So you might like get up to the third story and you've turned on all the lights. You're like, and then all the lights shut off and you're like, well, it's not fun. And and so, you know, I'm starting to get that, like this sensation. I started like feel sick from VR, which is like super common. And it was the worst, being scared and wanting to vomit. It was just like so brutal. But basically, we get down to the living room of the cabin, and it's so weird to talk about this because, you know, telling it back, it feels like I did it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we went to this house and like whatever. And so, see, I'm playing with Siva, and the one creepy thing I hate about like game models, like in VR, is like it's not perfect. So the whole time Siva's character, like, it doesn't blink, and like the hands are all fucked up. Okay. So it's like, dude, we have to go over here to find the ghost. I'm like, I already don't look at me when you do that. It's fucking me. And then so he puts the reader down on this little table. You know, his eyes are open. He's like, Sarah Thompson, are you there? Sarah Thompson? And right behind him, this like the lights flicker and then she shows up. And it's just her back.
I just got the shivers, damn.
Her back and her head are facing me. And she's literally doing this. Like crazy fast. And I instinctively, dude, I'm standing in the middle of the room and I instinctively just go like this. I just go, ah! But that's
he's
it.
He's like, are you good?
Just one scream and Siva starts busting out laughing. Siva's dying laughing. He's like, yo, take a picture, take a picture. Because I got a camera from Earth. So then that's when the awkward part is. I'm like in VR trying to get this stupid fucking camera. And I'm like, I'm recording you. I'm recording you.
You just carrying it up on her.
And then we go back in the truck and Steve was like, fuck, you got the wrong camera. That's
have fun when you'll be having fun when I show this video to the cops later.
Get out of this house. Enough.
Say it. You can say it to the camera. I'm recording you. I'm recording you. This is going right onto Facebook.
So yeah, it was. And then I took the headset off and I legitimately wanted to just puke everywhere. But I'm kind of stoked because basically I think everyone I've talked to says like, yo, you got to use games like that for like a week and then you're good. And I'm actually hyped to play it because it was, I don't know. It was kind of dope to just in 3 o'clock in the afternoon to shit my pants with fear. It's kind of sick.
I kind of, what was it called?
Phasmophobia. Get it. We should all play.
Yeah, I'm down. And it's on the Valve?
Yeah, it's on the Index.
Okay. I guess you can play it on anything, right? Doesn't matter. But did that make it feel cooler? Like, did you set up the motion detectors and everything where it's like mm-hmm. it was reading your body and stuff? Mm-hmm. And does that shit work?
Yeah. And Siva was saying, like, when you die, you're like basically like another ghost in the house. So like you can help mm-hmm. people or you can scare them. And Siva said he found two shoes in the house and he like went up to the other players and started walking them on the ground, like towards people. And they're like, so yo, what the fuck, dude?
That's fucking awesome. So wait, you're playing online with other people?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you just join a lobby and just like ghost
hunt. That's sick.
Yeah. And like there's other shit where you like the ghosts will chase you more if you're screaming. So like if they hear your voice, they come after you. So like the people that like see the ghosts and go, ah, ah, and like run away and like scream their ass off, that's who it goes after.
Oh man, this is like making me feel bad. Yeah, it's like, I'm really getting like the shivers,
dude. It's a creepy ass game. And like, so that's the other thing is you have to hide and you're supposed to like not talk, so you have to like go into things and I could just be in there just going crazy. Dude, when it came, I was like,
the light goes on it. It goes, bruh.
Mocky slush. Dude, when she popped up in the living room, I'm like, what's my primary?
Whoa, Kenny.
What's my primary?
Yeah.
I so badly wanted to
blast this bitch. blasted.
Whoa, Kenny.
Got all a blast.
Got a blast. Yo, wait. Hold on. Wait, ready?
Wacky slush.
Whoa, Kenny.
Whoa, Kenny.
Wacky slush.
You have to say it slutty.
Wacky slush.
All right, I'll stop. I'll stop.
Slush. All right. YouTubers versus TikTokers.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing match was announced. Can we get that flyer up on the screen?
Dude, I'm sweating because I have to shit so bad.
Oh, I have to piss my ass off, dude, but we can make it. We can make it.
I seriously don't think I can make it. Like, I'm like, it's crawling out of my asshole right now.
Okay, let's take a quick break and let's talk about
this. That shit is going.
Pull that flyer up on the screen, though.
Let me out.
I'm coming out whether you like it or not.
All right, BRB.
There it is right there. All right.
Okay.
There it is,
boxers,
folks.
Pick some.
YouTubers versus TikTokers. This is, like, so this is real? This is actually happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Which is, it's kind of crazy, you know? Actually, no, it's not. No, it's not. All they're doing is just profiting off of what, you know, like, I feel like groups of dudes just do this shit. You know? You've watched your friends fight, right?
What do you mean?
Like, your friends have, like, fought, or at least, you know, my friends were like, I'll box you right now or whatever. It's all just sort of for fun, right? So they're just profiting from that. But I think the crazy part is they're just going to make a shit ton of money, and most of them aren't great or, like, really good fighters at all.
Do you think they're going to make a shit ton of money, though? Like, I think that they probably think that they're going to break some pay-per-view records with this card, because I think they think more people care about this than they actually do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm basically saying it's not going to be – I'm not saying it's not going to be interesting. Like, I'm probably going to watch it. I'm saying I don't think a lot of these people's fans want to see them fight.
I don't know. I think they do. Like, at least, like, FaZe Jarvis. Like, that's all, like, teenage fucking gamer boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to, you know, I'm going to, who else?
Who do we think Taylor Holder is going to fight?
So, Taylor Holder is probably going to fight Ryan's Toys. I think he's going to beat the dog shit out of Ryan's Toys. Straight up 7-year-old. Just walk up to him like, you chose the wrong one, buddy.
Everyone's like, that's a little messed up that they put Ryan's Toys on the card, right? He's like 8 years old, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's apparently he really wanted the smoke.
Yeah, and he's going to get fucking clapped.
I'm betting against that dude. I know my man got a fragile chin.
I think the funny part is, I think it takes just so much training. Because, you know, I, like, what little I know of boxing, when my coach just turns it up even a little bit, it's so disorienting. Like, you actually, like, slip, you know, cut, you know, block, whatever. This might be the pace. And then she might just pick it up a little bit. I'm like, oh, wait, oh, fuck. And you get caught, right? So I think what's so funny is it doesn't matter. Like, this car just doesn't matter. If borderline, they should just not train, I feel.
That's what I'm saying. It's more of like a street fight.
I think they should just get 4-ounce MMA gloves and just do this shit in someone's backyard.
Yeah. Yeah,
see
that? Make this like a full-on backyard brawl. That would be sick. I would watch the shit out of
that. Yeah, exactly.
But what I don't like is the overproduction. Like, they're probably going to do it in some fucking stadium and have a performance and, you know.
Yeah, 14-ounce.
It's like, it's not a real fight. This is a backyard brawl. That's what it should be.
Yeah, fucking 14-ounce gloves covering their entire face the whole time, getting tired after 60 seconds. It's a robbery. They should just scrap it out for real.
Like, do you think they're all training for this?
They are. I took a breeze through a couple people's videos. You know, some of them don't turn their punches over when they train, which I think is really interesting because their trainers encourage that behavior. Like some, I've seen some people straight punching like Rock'em Sock'em Robot. It's like, dog, that's not going to work.
Ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. Oh, great job, buddy. Great job. Yeah.
Deji versus Vinny Hacker. That's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
Who do you think Danny Duncan's fighting? Which TikToker?
Would suck if they just picked like a huge weight difference.
Yeah.
People just, I don't know. Who else could Taylor Holder fight? Let's see. Who could he fight?
Shane Dawson.
Oh, people would. Yo, what if this whole time Shane was just getting fit as fuck?
Yeah.
Training every day.
Training for this.
Yeah, just fucking bow, bow, bow. Just ripping, yeah, yeah. Ripping mitts. Insane speed. Bow, 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 bow.
Then I would definitely watch this. That would be wild. what if it's someone like Mark Robert or Mark Robert,
yeah,
or just whatever?
Yeah, the nicest guy ever.
or Vsauce.
Vsauce here. Like, oh, Taylor, what? Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, you can't punch Vsauce. Stop.
You just knocked out Vsauce, man. Fuck,
oh,
is your problem?
Man, why do you gotta knock out Vsauce? Or fucking, oh my god.
Taylor Holder.
Hi, this is Mark Weens.
Yeah, here, yeah. I'm here to eat some delicious punches. Oh, dude, that'd be horrible.
I'm here to eat a delicious knuckle sandwich from Taylor here.
Dude, you're just punching the shit out of Mark Weens, and he's just got crazy, crazy technique. He's like, I eat those. Oh, wow.
Bruce Buffer before the show.
Oh,
Mark Weens.
Everyone's like, what? Is he the host? Just punching the fuck out of Mark Weens. He's like, delicious, soft.
Mark Weens is just no hands up, just completely avoiding every single punch, just dodging every punch.
He just puts him behind.
Gonna have to do more than that, Taylor.
Ooh, delicious, soft pillow punches. It's amazing that he serves them up just so cleanly. Just enough for me to get around. Now, he continues to serve that soft pillow punch, but I won't bite. I won't bite. And then he's just
got these decadent, cheesy punches from Taylor. Not a single one is landing currently.
Yeah, what if someone showed, like, what if it's like Taylor Holder versus the Fine Bros? Like they just step in as like a tag team match. It's like two versus one.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
It's like,
or what if it was Belle Delphine?
Just a fucking straight up hate crime?
What do you mean a hate crime?
Just beats on a woman? Like just.
I'm saying if she agreed to it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you never know. Oh, bro, well, how sick would it be if it was like Amanda Nunes, just like a straight up fucking pro killer. Taylor's like, fucking wait, what? Dana White's on the other side like, yeah, we booked Amanda to come through and fucking murder you. He's like, what? Nah, dude. Nah.
Bro.
Full nah.
I heard... Sorry, go ahead.
I just wish these guys would like box people that actually box. It's the corniest shit. Like they, you know.
Well, that's what the Pauls are doing.
Yeah, yeah, sorta.
Which side are you on? YouTubers versus TikTokers. I also love that. That you know that someone at some promotional company being like, "What if we did YouTubers versus TikTokers?"
Yeah,
then everyone could pick their favorite platform, and that's the side that they root for. It's like, oh.
The most added touch. Shit. Battle of the platforms. That couldn't be more tech entrepreneur.
So true.
Battle of the platforms. First of all, no one calls it that. No one says platforms.
platforms.
The average person does not go, TikTok is a great platform.
Like, yeah, no, people will want to side with whatever platform they prefer, whatever platform they're spending the most time on. we could do Snapchat versus Tinder. How about that?
LinkedIn versus Indeed. I don't know.
So, yeah, there it is. We're going to watch this for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole bunch of free promotion, but.
That's whatever, dude. I mean, people are going to upload clips. That's going to be the best part is it's not like these fights are going to be long, technical, interesting fights. You know, the best that can happen is one of them stays composed and gets a few good shots in.
Yeah.
And I love how exaggerated things are in a context like this. Like if someone just does decent, everyone's like, yo, he's got hands.
Yeah. It's but like, we're going to see some people do really poorly, probably. Like, we're going to definitely see some sort of knockout.
I don't know. Somebody's
going to catch somebody with something.
Unless it's something like some egregious failure, like, you know, Nate Robinson running into a fist. I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
That's my big prediction. I don't think anyone's going to get knocked out. Because knockout comes either from, like, power or, like, technique. And I just don't think, like, training for 3 months, 6 months is enough to really, like, you know, be composed, you know. No matter how much sparring you're doing, like, that shit is, I don't know. We'll see. I could be wrong. Could be totally wrong. Each one of these guys could fucking put the other one on the mat. We'll find out. I'm curious to see how Danny does. Because Danny didn't he used to be a personal trainer or, like, a PT or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he's going to drive in the stadium on a fucking like 4x4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just into the ring.
He's just going to launch
donuts in the middle of the ring.
He's going to launch a mini dirt bike at his opponent and kill him pre-fight.
This is how bad is like the graphic design on this poster?
Dog, come on. You know what the fuck this looks like, man.
What?
I mean, this could be a Hub thumbnail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This looks really like an ad on the Hub.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't even look like they're fighting each other.
YouTubers versus TikTokers. Who's the better kisser? They're all wet. Look at Austin. They photoshopped water droplets on their
sprayed his ass down.
Yeah,
with the virtual water, man.
All right, we got to get ready for the live episode.
Oh, do we? All right.
Yeah. This week we're doing it live. Actually, we're gonna watch Panuma interview. We're gonna watch Addison Rae's new song. Maybe we're gonna talk about cacti. We're gonna watch Connor Murphy drink semen. It's gonna be a crazy one. You can join us. Next time we do it at patreon.com/tinymeatgang.
Yeah, we'll see you
guys. And we'll see you guys. Thank you for joining us for this episode. Try Lolly. Try Liquid Death.
All right, gang.
And bye.